Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Spiritual Perception, and welcome to Daylight Savings Time, and we're all here. There's a lot going on in the planets, and I want to talk about that for just a little minute here. We're entering a new season, which it has a lot to do with growth, you know, it's spring, everything starts blooming and budding, and it's green, and there's sunshine, and it's my favorite season. But Mars and Neptune are commingling their vibrations, and they're creating some chaos, so things that you probably fear will jump at you, and let's look at the fact that we're coming upon another blood moon on a feast day. They're always on feast days. But blood moons are signs, and this is a Shemitah year as well. Our job under all this is to not choose our destiny, but discover our destiny. But we're getting a little bit of energy here from, like I said, from Jupiter and Uranus are lingering, causing us to have trouble with attention focus. And you have to realize that you're trying, you're either distracting yourself with imagination, or because we're also being affected by Neptune. And then we just had a Venus trine the full moon. And the full moon was in Virgo, so I don't know about anybody else, but I was like stimulated. I got a lot of things organized. I welcome that, and in spite of my regular schedule. So discovering our destiny, and that's what we need to open up to instead of trying to make it happen. So we just need to open up to what the universe is trying to show us. But that Venus trine to full moon is really a good thing. It's going to affect money in a good way, and it's going to affect love in a good way. So, and our first blood moon that's coming up will be on Passover, and NASA forecasts that the next blood moon that we're coming up on is this one in April, and then again on the Feast of Tabernacles in 2015. The last two same feasts in 2014, the first blood moon was April 15th, 2014. The second was October the 8th, 2014. The third, April the 4th, 2015 is the one that we're coming up on. And then the final one, blood moon, will be September 28th, 2015, and then it begins Jubilee in September. So we need to really focus on our faith, but we're being shown that we're being distracted from our focus. So we have to be aware of that, and just we work at it, work at it, at staying focused. And then we have a total solar eclipse that's going to occur on March 20th. This month, 2015, and Joel chapter 2, verse 31 speaks of the blood moon. And it is a sign from God, and a Shemitah year is a time when we're supposed to really just trust God no matter what we're facing, and because things bad happen around. Like in Psalm 91, you know, 10,000 may fall at your side, but it shall not come nigh believers. So to sum up this planetary action that I'm talking about, it's created some happenings to help us make changes. We can't remain the same person in this season, because when we did the show on number 8 is changed, but this represents change. So here's a double portion of change here. So we really need to be open to it. And being fearful is what holds us back. And we're kind of facing those fears, and we're feeling uncomfortable, and it's not comfortable to go through these times, but 2 Timothy chapter 2 speaks of perilous times. And one of the aspects of our lives under these times is to face and conquer fear. And we're asked 300 plus times in the Bible to fear not. Don't have anxious thoughts. Don't allow them in. Take them captive and speak the word over your life, and it'll change. So fear cripples us, and they creep in. The spirit of fear creeps in through the media, news reports, economic collapses, crime, natural disasters. Fear cripples us and paralyzes us and keeps us stuck, unable to move forward and go to the next level. And fear robs us of our joy. So we have to conquer fear. So that's our little job to do, and you do it by renewing your mind. Okay, I have a caller here online, so let's see about this. I'm using the Sacred Circle this afternoon. So... Hello, you're on the line. Hello.
Hello, what's my spring forecast?
Okay. Well, spring season, when people think about love, and, you know, there's joy because things are budding, and I loved the little story of Bambi. Twitter paid it. That's when you fall in love, when you get Twitter paid it.
Twitter paid.
Yeah. And so Bambi.
Yeah.
He said, okay. I'm not going to get Twitter paid. And then he ran into the little female deer, and he was Twitter paid.
Twitter paid.
Yeah. Well, you've been going to, your first card is the Ten of Swords, and the Ten of Swords is disillusioned within themselves. They've been through it a lot. It's not that they don't have a right to feel that way, but they've been through a lot, and it's just like overwhelming, and there's a lot facing, and there's been some opposition. But you can make peace of mind here in your spring forecast. It can be very successful. You've been working, and God wants to reward you for getting into the Word. And you don't let failure thoughts creep in. Don't. Those are tools of the devil. The devil uses fear. God uses faith. And we can't please him. We can, only with our faith can we please him. That's really just trust in him, even though things have happened. Jesus said, "In this world you'll have trouble. But be of good cheer. Don't let yourself get overwhelmed with anxiousness, and because he's conquered the world, and you have to lean on him. And this is a time when we put God first, and then he will give us all things. It's already in your spirit. When you accepted Christ as your Savior, it was deposited into your spirit, and you access it by your faith, and that's your test. And sometimes, you know, it's just been overwhelming, but you can definitely get past that. This is the resurrection season. This is the Passover season, which is the death of Christ and resurrection. And we entered the time of turning the tables, where God turns the tables in your life. If you it all gets turned around, but you know our job is to believe it. So it looks pretty good. Your forecast looks real good. You can come out of all this trouble, and you can see changes in your son, and you can enjoy your life.
That's good.
Yeah. I like Joyce Meyer's, you know, where she says the battlefield is in the mind. That's really a good book. And that but she preaches that we're here to enjoy everyday life, and we really are, but we don't believe it, and we act accordingly, you know? Yeah, we act bad when we don't believe. We drowned our sorrows or whatever, you know, it's just we act bad.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for calling.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. So the things that we are looking at are these signs from heaven, and we need to be open to our building our spiritual life. And so, okay. We have another caller here. Let's do this. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hi.
Hi, I was wondering what my spring forecast looked like.
Okay. I'm using the Sacred Circle Tarot. Gets around everything. So here we go. Wow. The first card is the Ace of Coins, which is abundance. The present line has a web in it. And the future is moving.
Boy, this all sounds very good.
Well, the present, that web
the
in
web.
The present.
What's the web
yeah,
in the middle?
The web's in the, yeah, it's in the present, and let's see what it's crossed by. Ooh, physical pain, mental pain. It's the Three of Swords, and it's crossed by that. So, and swords are mental, so you need to work on mentally working with the pain in your body. You know, and call upon Jesus. There's nobody in the world knows pain like he went through. I mean, I used to be so caught up in the brutality of it, but we have to be happy that he did that because it connected us. But your movement, you got both movement, you got moving and movement card, and it says you have, and you have the High Priest as your last card, which means you have the skills to master this. It's just, you know, the illusion of life, Jesus said, in this world you'll have trouble. And we get so, and now we got planets that are working with our focus. So, you know, and they're keeping us focused on the natural order of things, the pain of it, the natural. We go by our senses, our five senses, and we focus on, as human beings, we focus on our pain, we focus on our circumstances, and the spirit's out there going, come on, tap in here, come on, have some faith, tap in here, it's all right here for you. Jesus already did it. It's finished. It's in your spirit, and you access it with your faith.
Right. Okay.
So that seems, it looks really good. It's just that present line could mean right now. You know, we're still in March, and these powerful seasons are coming up, and it's a time when the windows of heaven are open and God pours out his blessings upon his faithful children. And it's my favorite time of the year. It's very powerful. And I like the feasts of God because they're not Jewish, they're not Gentile, they're not anything. God says they're his. And it's a memorial. It's remembering him. You know, Deuteronomy 18 says that we remember the Lord thy God gives thee the power to get wealth. So he gives you the power to access. He's got hidden riches in secret places in this earth. And he's capable of anything. You know, I've heard a lot of ministers say, well, you know, it's a process. Well, everything's a process, but God gave the wealth of Egypt to the Israelites in one day. So he can do it in one day. And it just, we have to exercise. We're going to be tested, and We're all tested in certain areas of our life, and you don't remember it, but you agreed to learn these lessons and get through them. Getting through them, that's the part where
right.
you need prayer in each other.
Okay.
Jesus said, a new commandment I give you, love one another. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, bye-bye. Hello. Okay, we have another caller here. All right. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Well, hi, Marcia. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you? I didn't
good.
Think I was going to get through. I had to call back a second, maybe third time.
I had some sign-in problems, and the computer dropped it. And I went, Mercury's not retrograde, is it? No, I don't think so. Okay,
oh, I remember those days. I was trying to get ready.
Yeah. Do you want me to look at your season, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
See what the spring has for me.
Well, there is a trial and crossed by an attorney. There is some legal stuff here. And diplomacy. Now, even though it's actually the Seven of Swords, which is the card of loss, the card of thieves, the card of robbery, the card of taking, you know, John 10:10, thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Those are the
right.
things of the enemy. So you're going through something there. It is in the passing influence line, though. And you can expect some money and some action with a man that you would like to have as a husband, or at least at some point it was your heart's desire, because it's on the heart's desire section. And, you know, and don't think that you're losing your skills. You may have some real physical stuff that you're dealing with, but you have spiritual gifts and skills that, you know, you need to know that you have them. And you need to enter into God's rest, have peace of mind about things. You got this sword thing, you know, you got this thing, action with this legal thing, but it's you also got some action coming from a man that you're waiting to hear from.
Action other than a two-word text or email?
Okay, let's get specific
two
on
words.
This action here.
Well,
okay.
I mean, you don't have to get real specific, but you know what I mean.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I have the card of the lovers, and anything beyond that, I need a veil. Your dedication has really helped you. He's beginning to understand that you really have stood there through thick and thin. The last card is husband. Lovers in the present. And diplomacy about the things that are at loss. See, and that's another thing. This is our spring season starting here is a time that we will be restored things that were taken from us or lost.
Okay.
Yeah, the universe will take back what the enemy stole from us. Through other people, using people through hatred and bitterness and jealousy and all of those things.
Well, with regard to the legal situation, I have some thoughts in mind as to what I should do with this situation come Monday. Is that something I should follow through with? Or should I postpone that for a later time?
Okay.
Hmm.
I don't like it when you do that.
What?
When you go,
That's like, not me.
Oh,
that is not me. Okay. Actually, it's saying to not to force the issue right now. So I would say delay. There is recovery coming. There is money coming. And your love life's coming. And you still have to juggle this just a little bit longer. Looks like it ends here in September, October.
Okay, without anybody.
2015.
Without
anything real tragic.
Nobody going to jail, nobody getting maimed or killed. You don't
I
see
understand.
Any of that, right?
No, I mean, we have so much of that going on now. The violence is so, it's just, you know, it's hard to watch the news, but I know I only watch it long enough to you know, pray for people, pray for our country. You know, I'm not concerned with politics. I'm concerned with the throne of God's mercy and grace.
Well,
you know, that's
what
we have to live under right now because the world is chaotic. And
oh,
the
I agree with you. I agree with you. And with the world being in such chaos, it's so sad that it's family that this legal situation involves. Well, I monopolized
so
much of your
time. That's the tragic part of it. And so we ask for the Lord to guide you and bless you and lead you in the right path. And Lord, help us not to harbor resentment and to let go of things and allow Jesus to enter us into the victory circle. Amen.
Amen. All right, sweetie,
no
I'm taking up so much of your time. Break a leg.
Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. Well, we're back. And it is a chaotic time. I mean, you just turn on the news. Ugh. Okay, well, good. Here we have another caller here. Thank you. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to get a forecast for the spring.
Okay. First card is change, and everything numerically and planetary-wise and seasonal, the season that we're in, it's change. It, you know, we change from winter into spring. A good woman, a very good woman, a change, better than, different than also in your financial status. Oh, definitely. You're going to feel more independent. So you are definitely getting money coming to you.
Okay.
You're changing your level. And see, it's hard to believe when you struggle. But when we doubt that God loves us and the power that God has for us in any way, you know, we cause ourselves a lack of confidence in God's power. Causes us to struggle in life, and that when we realize that, and a good example of it is in the Old Testament, in Exodus, the Israelites took an 11-day journey and turned it into 40 years because of their doubting, and then they, you know, that's our test in life. Even the Course in Miracles teaches that you have to get through the illusion of life. And illusions are created by our imagination, by other people's imaginations, the media, you know, what's going on in the world. So, and fear is the root of all of that, that you're coming out of some sort of bondage, something that's kept you back, and you should be glad that the winter season, because there's definitely good movement. Good movement in your career and your love life.
Yeah,
okay?
Good to hear. All right, thank you.
Praise God. Thank you.
Praise God. Bye-bye.
Wow, I love spring. It's my favorite time of the year. Okay. So we have to be open to change, and we naturally resist change because we of fear, or maybe focused on our emotions and past failures. And that, and remember, we have this celestial influence is focusing, it's messing with our focus. So we have to be resolved and make up in our mind that we're going to put on the armor and we're going to be successful. That's what Jesus died to give us, so we're going to be able to do that. Okay, I have another caller here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, it's me, it's Vicki. How are you?
Hi, Vicki.
I was trying to catch you at the beginning so I could listen to what you were listening.
Well, we're coming up on our, you know, the feast that God memorialized, and they're very powerful times, and we usually have a lot of trouble before the feast, and especially these three, you know, we have the Feast of Tabernacles, that'll be the last blood moon.
Okay.
For 20. Yeah, we've had all these in succession, and it's definitely a sign from God, and we need to be open to Him. Your first card shows change, and a creative side of yourself that's been kind of trampled on. You know, it got pushed down, and but you have a lot of creativity, and you have a really good opportunity coming up, and it's quick. This is coming pretty quickly here, and
is it music?
Well, I'll look into that, but I also have a man coming up, and it's a recovery thing.
Oh, somebody from the past.
It's a recovery thing, and if with the recovery card being there, that means that there's a healing for both of you. You've always had battles, psychological battles, and you need to have courage to look at this. Then saying that you have, you know, just says to reflect on it. There's healing in it. There's also a windfall of money. However, that's showing. Yeah, it's coming. I'll look for the timing on that too. Now let me see if it's music on this opportunity. Do you have money opportunity?
Oh, good.
It's a windfall of money.
When certain people are in your life and they have, I call them dark clouds. Your life becomes a dark cloud. And
you are affected by what you associate yourself with, what you connect yourself with. When you have intimacy with someone of the opposite sex, you become one with that person. And there's an energy exchange of good karma and bad karma.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, but you've been under a money restriction, and there's still a little bit here in the present. And it kind of, you know, I don't know who it doesn't bother. I mean, it's such a good feeling when you know you have money to pay your bills.
Right.
You know, it's such a wonderful feeling. But you have this windfall of money, and it says, you know, don't play with dark emotions and don't listen to the underworld.
Oh, okay.
You, somebody that abandoned you, you need the courage to see the change, but you're going to release something that's been affecting you for many years.
What?
It's being lifted off.
You can elaborate. Is it something financial or is it a person?
Well, it's both. It's a financial karma and a person.
Yeah, I resolved.
It's being lifted off. It's two things. It's two psychological battles. It's two. I mean, listen to your intuition. It's very good right now. You're getting in control of your life. You have a lot of skills, and it's year for you to be successful. You've got the Wheel of Fortune, which is a change in a better destiny and putting money in the bank. Then getting better than that, release of a long-held burden.
Yeah, that was I can just say it was an IRS thing. So I finally got it resolved. And that has been on my shoulders, I want to say, for a long, I mean, years. So that burden has
praise
been lifted.
God. Well, this is a year where you can be released of financial debt, but you got to, you know, we got to do our part. You have to live within our means, and we have to be good householders of what God gives us. And he just keeps giving us more. Got to handle a little before you can handle a lot.
True. And do you see marriage? Sorry. The way you said that.
I think we've graduated from handling a little. We're ready for a lot. So we receive your blessings, Lord Jesus, that you died to give us. It's finished. It's in our spirit. We access it with our faith.
Is it someone I know or somebody
else? And there is some music opportunity. There is a music opportunity.
Oh, awesome. I need to start preparing, I guess, for it. Is it the marriage thing with somebody I know or somebody I meet?
Okay, I'm looking at that. All right, you're dealing with something. You're dealing with something from your past, but there is a change. There is a different person coming, and they're coming between. Looks like May.
Mm.
Very sweet. Very very affluent.
Oh boy,
that's two biggies. But, you know, I think people can be happy with just everybody's working, because God will bless the work of our hands, and we have to, you know, getting lazy just ruins everything, slows down your system, you know, it's unhealthy. We need to be active and walking, or, you know, be busy.
Should I kick the? Well,
of course,
I'm
talking to somebody that goes to the gym and knows that.
Right. Yeah. This person, and I know you got to go, but the past person, you don't see any marriage with him, or do you?
Or is it I had that offer. A husband was in your cards. I had that offer, but it's a healing thing. You know, it's a psychological battle. There's two areas, but there's a healing. So it's nothing but good. Can't turn out anything but good.
Okay.
It's a recovery. It's recovery. That's healing. And recovery is a process.
It is.
Okay.
It is. And you're right. Okay. Well,
thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. So basically, you know, we're all challenged with this season to change. And that requires true change comes when we change the way we think. And we change the way we think. You know, when people become saved, they remain the same in their body. Their spirit is instantly changed, healed, and gifts are deposited in the spirit that we can access. But we can't access them without faith. And so we need faith in ourselves, and mostly faith in God, but have faith in ourselves that we're loved by God. And just even though things might look scary around us, remember, fear doesn't come from God. Fear is used by the enemy to control us, and faith is used by God to elevate us. If, you know, God doesn't want to control us, he wants us to live in harmony with him and be in love, you know, to be on the vibration of love, loving him, loving ourselves, and loving one another. And with that, fear goes away. And sometimes we have to understand that fear is defined as very distressing emotions caused by real or imagined threats. And in 2 Timothy 2, verses 1 through 7, God does not give us the spirit of fear. But fear creeps in through news reports, economic collapse, crime, natural disasters, whether, you know, whether we imagine it, or, and it just keeps us stuck. We can't move to our next level. So we need to exercise faith, and faith in God and his love for us. And I think once we really, really, really understand that God loves us, then we're at peace. We're at peace with ourselves. And it's a peace that surpasses our understanding. And it's called God's rest. And he wants us to enter it. And we can only enter it by faith in him. And we have to fast from wrong thinking. And I am just very grateful, Pastor Dick Howell's work there. It helped me a lot, made a good change in my life, and helped me to realize that God placed inside of me the power to experience real lasting change, and it can happen this year, and we have to be open to it. But if we lay on the bed of sorrow and lamentation and not believing, and that's saying that we don't believe God's word and that we don't believe he loves us. And but our action should be to look up, like the scripture said, lift your head up. Stayed in that pit of despair. Come out, you know, and that's faith on display. And when you have faith on display, things manifest. God wants to give you the desires of your heart, Psalm 37. And what happens is, okay, God says as long as the world exists, there will be seed time and harvest. Well, seed that I'm talking about is what you sow in your mind. It's not all about just about money. So it's the things that you focus the most attention on that will manifest for you. So, but our faith on display will make things of our heart manifest. And it's what we do in the meantime. Seed is what we place in our mind or in our heart. And time is the meantime, in between the time that we planted the seed to the time that it manifests, which is the harvest. So we have to understand what goes on in the meantime. Our responses to things determines the outcome. We blame God, but we actually are the ones that created the outcome. So we have to take negative thoughts captive, replace them with positive thoughts, speak the word of God over your life. Philippians 4:19, my God shall supply all my needs, according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And what Jesus did for us in his glory and his riches. And his riches are riches, durable riches. Riches can be fleeting, but God gives us the power to get wealth. And what is that power? That power is to have faith in him. You know, faith produces positive results and positive responses into which grace is available. And this grace is available forever. It's a lasting covenant. The blood of Jesus is forever. The only way that you could miss going into God's kingdom, into heaven, into the positive realm, is by rejecting Christ, by rejecting Jesus. Our spirit begins to work on healing our soul, and believe me, our soul needs to be healed. And once that process starts, then those two together will bring the body into alignment. Now, the body is the temple of God. God lives in your spirit. He doesn't look at your flesh. He doesn't look at what you're doing. He looks at your spirit, and he sees Jesus. And he sees that you are blood-bought, redeemed, and bad things will start passing over you. But it's all in the way you think. And we have to be careful what we put on display, you know, speaking good things, but displaying something else is, that doesn't work. That's also a hindering spirit that keeps you. So we have to be careful on what we're displaying and make sure that we respond right. And respond right to the spiritual calling. When we don't feel it with our senses, we have trouble believing it, because as humans, we respond according to the five senses. If we don't feel it in one of those senses, or taste it or smell it or something, or see it, we don't believe it. But our spirit doesn't respond to that. Our spirit, you have to learn to respond to your spirit, the inner part of you, the divine nature that is in you. Because as we become more Christ-like, we'll start mastering the things of the body. And it's a process, and we do it by the way we think. I want to take a minute here to tell you that you can get a hold of me at Facebook under Janet Thornburg, or Daisy, DAISEYMAE 64 at yahoo.com. I'm also Daisy 644478 on Keen, although I haven't been able to give that any attention lately. Going through all the children, going through sickness and that, it's just been really distracting. But remember, faith is the ability to believe something exists even though it cannot be perceived with the senses. That's your challenge. I want to thank everyone that called in, and I want to thank everyone that's listening. And I would like to make a prayer right now. I call upon you, Heavenly Father, and we praise you for your grace through Jesus Christ, that blood covenant that lasts and endures forever. Praise you for your mercy, which is fresh every morning. And we pray for our country, Father, right now. We pray for our country. We pray for Israel. And I pray that Middle East problem, we give into the hands of Jesus Christ our Lord. We pray for people that are in need and people that are hurting, whether that be physical, emotional. We pray for people who are lost. And we pray, Father, for your believers, that you will strengthen us as we walk and turn to you. And I pray that you will touch each and every caller with the areas that where they need it the most. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And I thank you, everybody. And I will be notifying you of the next show. And thank you for tuning in and calling in. Good night.